son of Tristan? Or is it Tristan rides again? I think maybe Tristan's revenge. But whichever it is, there's still no escaping the past. The need for a control system is pressingly clear. You see that. And so, by the early 1920s, Schoenberg had arrived at a 12-tone system which guaranteed, or your money back, that you would never slip into old tonal habits. No more B major, no more Tristan. And more important, that any piece you wrote could be consistent, could make sense formally and stylistically from beginning to end. In other words, aesthetic order had been restored. And here's the big example, another piano piece, but a crucial one, from 1923, and coincidentally, Opus 23. This happens very frequently in the course of Schoenberg's writing, that is, opus numbers correspond to the year in which they're written. So here we have Opus 23, written in 1923, in which all 12 tones are presented in a pre-established order or series with no single tone repeated until all other 11 have been sounded. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, this is the ground rule of the whole system. It's vastly oversimplified, naturally, but we haven't got all night to, or all week, to teach you the 12-tone system. But that is the basic ground rule, which serves to give each of the 12 tones its equal rights. It's like establishing a pure democracy among them. Now, of course, the piece doesn't begin with a naked presentation of that 12-tone set, or row, as it's called. Tone row, that's the usual term. Any more than the Moonlight Sonata begins with the presentation of the C-sharp minor scale. The first thing actually heard in the piece is a transformation of the row, with certain of its notes combined into chords and others used as melody. In other words, a surface structure has been evolved.